Well, thank you very much. It's a very big day for our country. It's an affirmation of all the work we've been doing, really, for 3.5 years. This isn't just over the last few months. This is for 3.5 years. And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic, largely through. I think we're doing really well. Vaccines, by the way, I had a meeting yesterday on vaccines. We're doing incredibly well with that. I think you're going to have some very positive surprises. And therapeutics, likewise, we're doing extremely well. Cures, we're doing well. I think those two words really blend in with each other. But tremendous progress is being made on vaccines. In fact, we have ready to go in terms of transportation and logistics. We have over 2 million ready to go if it checks out for safety. And it's also, the nice part is we have 4 companies, I guess you could even say 7 or 8 companies that are doing some similar and some very different on the vaccine front, and some similar and some somewhat different on the therapeutic front. So tremendous progress is being made on that. And I think even without that, and I have to say, even without that, and I don't think you're going to be having to use that in the future, that statement, even without, because I think they're going to have it. But we're going to be back, and we're opening our country. And I hope that the lockdown governors, I don't know why they continue to lock down, because if you look at Georgia, if you look at Florida, if you look at South Carolina, if you look at so many different places that have opened up, I don't want to name all of them, but the ones that are most energetic about opening, they are doing tremendous business, and that this is what these numbers are all about. And you have to remember one other thing very importantly. I think it's extremely important for you to remember that many of our states are closed or almost closed. Some of the big ones, New York, New Jersey, they'll start. They're starting now to get open, I hope. And I hope that you also use our National Guard. Call me. We'll be ready for them so fast. Their heads will spin. We did it in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. We were incredible. They were ripping that place apart. I love it. We had such success there. And they were ripping it apart. And I called the governor, and the National Guard went in. And one night, it was over. You don't see the problem in Minnesota now at all, not even a little bit. You take a look at a great city, it just a great, great city, Minneapolis, and it was under siege, like nobody's ever seen, where people are running from a police department, the great police, and they were told to. They didn't want to run. They were told to. It's bad governing, and I'm not blaming the governor. I'm blaming the mayor, but we want to get all of this finished. This is a great tribute. What we're announcing today is a tremendous tribute to equality. We're bringing our jobs back. You know, when we had our tremendous numbers, and when we had just prior to the China plague that floated in, we had numbers the best in history for African American, for Hispanic American, and for Asian American, and for everybody. Best for women, best for people without a diploma, young people without a diploma. I mean, so many different categories. Our numbers were the best in almost every category. We had the most people working in the history of our country, almost 160 million people. We were never even close to that. So we had things that we were doing so well, and then it came in. But we're going to be back here. I think we're going to actually be back higher next year than ever before. And the only thing that can stop us is bad policy, frankly, left-wing bad policy of raising taxes and Green New Deals and all of the things that you have been writing about long and hard. That will stop it like you wouldn't believe. And frankly, it's holding it back. If there were no possibility that can happen, and I like to be an optimistic person, I think we're looking very good. I think even before today, our polls that I've seen and the polls that we do were looking very good. But if we didn't have the possibility of having massively higher taxes like the Democrats want to do, and Green New Deals, which are totally ridiculous, frankly, ridiculous. And I'm a big environmentalist. I believe strongly in taking care of our environment. We have the cleanest air we've ever had, like over the modern era, which, let's say you go back 30 years, we have the cleanest air, the cleanest water we've ever had. We're setting all sorts of really good environmental records. We're very proud of that. But the Green New Deal would kill our country. The Green New Deal would have a devastating effect on the world, and it's not going to happen anyway because it's impossible for them to do it. If you ever look at what they want to do under the Green New Deal, it's like baby talk. But we are doing something that this was an important day because this shows that what we've been doing is right. And the reason it's been and is so good is because the body was strong. Our body was so powerful that we could actually close our country, save millions of lives, stop people very early on from China from coming in, because we stopped early, at the end of January, very early, people coming from China who were infected coming into our country. It was a very hard decision to make. Nobody, almost nobody wanted me to make it. I would almost say nobody wanted me to make it. But we made that indecision, and even my enemy said that was an extremely important. We saved tens of thousands of lives with that decision. So we did a lot of things, and then we really ended up with empty cupboards. We went into a ventilator period that the likes of which nobody's seen since the Second World War. We mobilized. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And then we did tests. We're over 20 million, or very close, but I think we're over 20 million tests, more than anybody in the world. Germany is at about 4, and South Korea is at 3.5, with over 20. And by the way, when you do more testing, you have more cases. We have more cases than anybody because we do more testing than anybody. It's pretty simple. But this is outstanding what's happened today. Now, they thought the number would be a loss of 9 million jobs, and it was a gain of almost 3 million jobs. Nobody's ever seen anything. I think it was incredible in a couple of ways. Number one, the numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months. I think you're going to have a very good August, very good July, but a spectacular, maybe spectacular September, but a spectacular October, November, December, and next year is going to be one of the best years we've ever had economically. And if you look at the numbers, they bear it out. But we were strong. It's sort of like when you go in for an operation, if a person is healthy, we were healthy. We had the greatest economy in the world. We went in for an operation. We closed our country down. We closed it down. We saved possibly 2.5 million lives. Now, it could have been 1 million lives. I don't think anything less than that. But if you think we're at 105 million today, 105,000 today, that would mean at the lowest number, it would be 10 times that amount. And I think everybody believes the least. If we went herd, as they say, and if you look at Brazil, they're having a very hard time. And by the way, they kept bringing up Sweden. It's come back to haunt Sweden. Sweden's having a terrible time. If we did that, we would have lost 1 million, 1.5 million, maybe even 2.5 million or more lives. So we're at 105,000 lives. Big move closing it up. We also closed it up to Europe. Europe became very infected from China. A gift from China, not good. They should have stopped it. They should have stopped it at the source. But it's a gift from China and a very bad gift. I will tell you that. And you do say, how come at Wuhan, where it started, and they were very badly, they were in bad trouble, but it didn't go to any other parts. It didn't go to Beijing. It didn't go to other parts of China. Then you say, how come it came out to Europe, to the world, to the United States? So it didn't go to China. They stopped it cold. They knew it was a problem. But they didn't stop it cold from coming to the United States, Europe, and the rest of the world. Somebody has to ask these questions, and we'll get down to the answer. You know, we made a great trade deal. Great. They're going to buy $250 billion worth of product. And by the way, they are online. They're doing okay. But the ink wasn't dry on that deal when the plague floated in. What's going on? A plague is floating in from China. What's going on? So the ink wasn't dry. So I guess I view the trade deal a little bit differently than I did 3 months ago. It's a great deal. I will say they are buying a lot from us, and in that way I respect. And getting along with China would be a good thing. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'll let you know. We'll let you know. I think they want to get along very much with us. But we built a tremendous thing, a tremendous power platform. So when it got ill, when we had a problem.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our prayer call. We'll start the call in just a minute.
Keep everyone inside. Keep them away. Keep them together, away, uninfected. And we saved millions of lives. And now we're opening, and we're opening with a bang. And we've been talking about the V. This is wonderful. A V is this. They were talking about, will it be a V, a U, an L? They had no idea. And I was watching one of the shows, and I have great respect for the people. And they said, will it be 9 million in job losses? Will it be, what will be the number be? Will it be, are they going to report record numbers? Will we break 20%? What will the number be? And, you know, I don't know. Because we were in, and I don't think we're in that territory anymore.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the prayersfor45.com call. It is Sunday night, June 7th. We are recording this call as we try to capture this time in our history and keep a memorandum of what has been happening in our Sunday night and Thursday night calls. That's why we talk about the issues that are before us. So many things we pray for and so much happening that the strength of our power and prayers coming together is the anecdote for all of that ails this country. And Kimberly is here to lead our first prayer. Good evening, Kimberly.
Good evening, Scotty. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
There sure is. You couldn't cover what's going on in a one-week prayer. If we prayed for 7 days straight on this line, 24/7, we couldn't cover everything going on. Take it away. It's your floor to pray, and let's give President Trump and this country some prayers that we definitely need at this time.
Amen. Father, we come into your presence tonight humbly, with thankful hearts, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord, to be able to call upon you and stand on your word and know that your word provides guidance for every situation. Lord, we are so thankful that we have even counsel from your word on how to respond, Lord, what the right response is in moments where tensions are high. And Lord, we definitely are experiencing a season right now in our nation where emotions are running high. Father, we want you to prepare our hearts to respond rightly. Lord, we want to respond rightly to persecution. Father, you said, Jesus told us that we would be persecuted, and then you gave us how we're supposed to respond, Father. So we acknowledge that we're in a season where anger and division is running amok, where tensions are high, Lord, and yet we're mindful of the plea of George Floyd's family, who declared themselves to be God-fearing, peaceful, and desiring of unity, Lord. They themselves asked for our nation to respond with prayer in our spirits, Lord, and with action of voting, Lord. Father, we thank you for sound-mindedness, even from this precious family that has a deep loss right now, Lord. Whatever the circumstances are behind the whole story, Lord, we know that you know the truth, Father, and we ask that you would comfort those who need comfort and that you would stop this rebellious root, Lord, that is running rampant and taking this story into a direction that clearly is not of your spirit. Lord, we acknowledge that this battle before us in our nation is a spiritual war between good and evil, that it is absolutely the forces of the pit of hell that are raising their heads against the God, our Creator, the one and only true God in the universe. And we ask, Lord, for your wisdom. Lord, we look at Romans 12 tonight, starting in verse 14, that says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble, Lord. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, we heap coals of fire on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Lord, wow, what a word for due season. Lord, we declare this word over our nation, over every person who lives and walks and breathes in the United States. We speak these words of wisdom. Lord, we ask for a spirit of peace to go forth and dispel the darkness. We ask, Lord, that you would bring forth unity. Lord, even as things continue to escalate, Lord, if that is the plan, Father, of the evil one, Lord, we call forth unity in response. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to allow this circumstance to be worked for good in our nation. We thank you for our president. We praise you, Lord, that he is continuing to be safe, regardless of the agenda of evil that seems to continue to operate below and underfoot. Father, we thank you that you continue to keep our president safe. Father, we thank you that every assignment from the pit of hell is defeated. We thank you, Lord, that you are allowing the powers that be, Lord, to have understanding of the scope of every evil agenda, and we pull it down in the spirit realm right now in Jesus' name. We take authority. We bind on earth the spiritual agenda. And we ask, Lord, that your will would be done in the spirit for our nation, for our president, for your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that 2 Timothy 4:5 says, but as for you, be clear-headed in every situation. Stay calm and cool and steady. Endure every hardship without flinching. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill the deeds of your ministry. We are not to react in our flesh, but respond according to the word of God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you that you continue to allow the evidence of this passage to be known in our president. We thank you that his words are sound, that he is not cast with anxiety. Lord, we thank you that he is absolutely measured in his response. And we ask, Lord, that you would allow each of us, Lord, to be measured, that we would use our words to bring forth love, to bring forth fruit, Lord, that our words would bring forth fruit that would bring life into a situation and not be agents of death, Lord. Father, we look at this chaos, and where there is chaos, we pray, Lord. We pray and we choose to act in the opposite spirit, Father. We choose to act in peace and order. Lord, we pray that where there is hate, we ask that you would bring forth love and tenderness. Let your love and your tenderness abound across our nation, Father. We pray for random acts of kindness to be elevated amongst your people. Father, we pray that you would cause us to respond in love as we seek first to understand before being understood. Father, we ask that you would return this lawlessness with lawfulness. Father, we have asked for a return of the rule of law consistently for 2 years, Lord, and now we see a desperate cry of your people for the return of the rule of law. We come against these agendas to defund the police in our nation's cities. We ask, Lord, that you would cease and desist those evil, tyrannical decisions, and that you would allow the people to rise up and say no. Father, that you would allow our police to be well-funded and equipped, and, Lord, that you would protect them, that you would set a shield around them just as you do our president, Father. Thank you for all of those who are serving in law enforcement in any capacity. We ask, Lord, that you would protect all of them. And, Lord, that you would even bring them to a greater understanding of who you are. And that you would guard their mouths, that you would guard their hands and their minds, and that they would be walking in the fear of God on how they interact with others, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that your grace is sufficient. Lord, we don't pray as if we're perfect. We pray knowing that we must be perfected in you, Lord. We know we're flawed. We know we're sinful, and we know we need you as our Savior. And so, Lord, we cry out that your Spirit would go forth in our land and bring healing. Father, where there is division, we pray for unity and compassion. Where there is deception, Lord, we declare truth and transparency. Father, where there is fear and anxiety, we declare security in you, oh God. We thank you that you are the rock of our foundation, that you are a sure place in the midst of the storm. We thank you that we can hide in your word, Lord, and yet shine brightly on a mountaintop, Lord. We thank you, Father, that where there is greed, we come against the spirit of greed and this evil that has been perpetuated. We come against it, and we ask, Lord, that it would be submitted to you, Father. We ask that you would bring containment upon the greed, the spirit of greed, the stronghold of greed that is operating in our nation. We pull it down, and we thank you, Lord, that even our president sets an example of generosity in allowing even his salary to be returned back to the people, Lord. Father, honor that. Bless this precious man, this leader that you have put into place. Father, we ask that you would allow his days to be prolonged, that you would allow him to continue to walk in the fear of the Lord, and that he would be faithful to steward the plan that you put before him when he agreed to run for office, Lord. We ask that if it would honor you and continue your plan, Lord, that you would allow his days to continue in office. Father, we want your best for our nation. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to raise up righteous men and women all around our nation, from the local level up to the state government level. Father, we thank you that you are cleaning house. And we pray, Lord, that you would call up new people, even on the local level, Lord, the citizens of our country, to rise up, who desire and crave to stand with our Constitution. Father, this is not about left and right or blue or red, Lord. This is about civil liberties, Father, and this is about constitutionality. Lord, this is about lawfulness. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to bring this nation back to the republic it is, and that we would put a high priority on our Constitution, from our courts, from our highest courts, Lord, down into how we treat each other, Father. Let me, Lord, be the right person that you would call me to be, to my neighbors, Father, to my family, to my children, Lord. I pray this for each of us, Father. Let us each take personal responsibility to a new level. And more than anything, Lord, we need your spirit of love, and we need your joy, and we need your peace. We need all of the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. We need kindness. We need self-control. Father, we pray that you would ignite a desire to come back to you, Lord, in our nation, that we would walk in the fear of God, that our educational system would be completely reset in Jesus' name, that we would get to the root of this tyranny that has been allowed to grow. Lord, we cut it out right now in the spirit on this call. We each, every prayer warrior on this call, we declare the root uprooted. and we take back this nation in Jesus' name. Have mercy on our nation, Lord. We beg you to have mercy. And yet, Lord, we know there is personal responsibility that we must rise up and take hold of. And so we ask, Lord, that you would do this thing. Raise up a standard in the United States of America. We ask that you would not turn your head from her, but that you would embrace her and you would comfort her, Lord, and you would heal her. We desperately need you to heal our land. We thank you, Lord. We pray all of these things in the most powerful name of all names, Jesus. Grant it. Amen.
Amen. Kimberly on fire. Wow.
Woo.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, thank you. What an amazing gift you have to deliver prayer and to lead us in prayer. We're very grateful for that. You always seem to hit on something that is relevant to either something I've read or something I've been thinking about, and you talked about the education system in your prayer, and I was listening to a very high-level KGB propagandist. I don't know if I can pronounce his last name right. His name is Yuri Bezmenov. He was talking about what happens to the ideologues, the college professors, the Antifa leaders. He was talking about in their system, the one that the college educators, the Antifa leaders, all of the sycophants of the New World Order. He was reminding us what happens to them when they're done serving their purpose. And the bottom line is he says they know too much and they're actually on a list to be shipped off to either some camp or even executed.
Wow.
So interesting, you know, how far to the left they have in mind, you know, trying to burn this country down. It's pretty far left, and I can imagine that their system they're intending to replace our great republic and our Constitution with is very far left. Left of socialism, Marxism, communism, look to China. Perhaps CCP is a clue as to what they have in mind, and look what the Chinese have done with, I believe there's a million Muslims that have been sent to camps in China. So when you talk about revamping our education system, I couldn't agree more. How we go about it is a long, long story. And there's a gentleman I have on my radio show now. He was on last Saturday. He'll be on once a month. He does have some great answers for the question of what we do when we first get control of this country, you know, and it's stabilized. It's not going to take that much longer. POTUS is reelected and, you know, we get another 4 years of him. We'll definitely have a country that has been set up for the next several generations. But had it not been for the Patriot Plan, these ideologues, these college university professors, the Antifa leaders, even the politicians, the higher level ones like a Pelosi and a Schumer, these people think they would have enjoyed the power of the system, but in fact, I think they would have all been shipped off, and in a true Marxist communist system, they would not have thrived. So it's interesting you talk about education. I think it's one of the most important things we have to do in the future of this country to protect our children and grandchildren from the system that was built, funded entirely with Rockefeller and Carnegie and Rothschild money. And seems more the years go on, the more hardcore left these professors get, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I have two university students right now, Scotty, and I have been an active participant in their entire educational process, and we have them in the public school system, and, you know, it is obvious that the agenda was in place, you know, all the way back to kindergarten. I mean, you know, I was constantly, absolutely, you know, front line involvement on every level, reading their history books, filling in the things that were missing out of the history books. You know, just the entire very subtle, very strategic plan to reprogram our kids and instill this ideology that is really anti-constitutional. I mean, it's anti-republic. It's anti-everything that America stands for. And if it weren't for the commitment of my husband and I to raise them on a biblical foundation of faith and the fear of God and loving your neighbor as yourself, I don't know where we'd be. I mean, I look at, you know, my kids' friends and, you know, our own peers' children, you know, they send them off to university and they come back programmed, you know, coming from conservative Judeo-Christian values. They go away for 4 years and they come back like aliens. You don't even know who your kids are anymore. So, I mean, that is something that is really, really, really obvious to me, that the deep state agenda has been completely focused on reworking our educational system, and it didn't start yesterday. I think it's been going on for like 60 or 70 years, a long time, longer than I've been alive, Scotty.
Yeah, and I guess I feel blessed that I made it out of university and finished in 81. And at that time, I did not see, I reflected back in great detail on my professors, and I didn't see that radical left. I had professors that stuck to the material. Not that the material and the books were great, but I didn't have any indoctrination from professors that I can recall. There may have been one or two who slipped in some politics into the classroom, but I just maybe went just in time to college because by the 90s, I think all was late 80s and 90s, those kids coming home, like you said, after 4 years, you couldn't recognize them. Well, Pastor Joseph, you have some experience with these matters as well, and kids in school, and we'll bring you in to lead your second prayer, and please feel free to jump in on the conversation. Pastor Joseph, did I unmute you? Let me see what we're doing here. I apologize. I do not hear Pastor Joseph. One second. Kimberly, do you hear him?
I cannot hear him.
Okay. I must have, I thought I unmuted him, but I didn't. So let me see what's going on here. At least I have control of, here he is. He's not unmuted. That's the problem. All right. There you go.
Hello.
Pastor Joseph. All right, glad to have you back. How
yeah,
are
good
you
evening.
This evening?
I am well blessed and highly favored.
Awesome.
Amen. Awesome.
Glory to God. Yeah, we homeschooled initially, and that was absolutely just an amazing journey. And then the girls decided that they wanted to try school out, and we had always been open that if they came to a place where they'd like to do that, they could. And so they started just around junior high. We had the blessing of because we were pastors, the private school that was near where we were offered 50% of the overall tuition. So one child went for free, and we paid for the other, and that made it possible for them to have a different level of education. And yet even in that, we saw the constraints that were implemented, especially in the state of California, to try to manipulate even those systems. And we navigated the river well, and by the grace of God made it through with them being covered and us being able to make decisions that now aren't even possible with the current law to make. And we just squeezed through at the end of some of the most dynamic changes with their graduation. And then based on their being led of the Lord to where they should be studying and what they should be studying, they decided that they needed to be outside of this state, which was an absolute benefit as it relates to what it is they were called to do, and the freedom as it relates to the state that they were going to, and its protection of our sovereign rights and our right to worship, freedom of worship, our right to pursue what it is that we would intend, and also to protect our own personal desires and convictions. So, but I agree that it's a mess, and it's a strategized mess that's been implemented. And unfortunately, some states are well along, much farther along than others, in their communist, socialist, Marxist, satanic, Luciferian structures to undermine the freedom and equality of man and replace it with a mind-controlling, identity-removing, the good of state supersedes the good of the people. And rather than a government for the people by the people, it's a government for the government for its own agenda. And, you know, as we pray, I think we can agree we can bring change even into the most darkest of places, especially in those places that have gone so far to the progressive left. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not to lose heart. He said he was always with us.
And, amen.
I think that as we're faithful, and we've quoted the verse so many times before, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face as they turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear their cry from heaven and I'll come and heal their land. So whatever nation you might be calling from, whatever state you might be calling from, whatever the difficulties and struggle, God has committed that as we would be faithful to intercede and stand in the gap, even as Christ did for us, that he would restore our lands. And I recognize that spiritually as well as physically. I recognize that as the individual person, as certainly as I do the states and the nations as a whole. So, yeah.
Well, the floor is yours, sir.
Yep. Appreciate it. Father, as we come tonight, we're grateful, Lord, for the access that we have. We're grateful for the love that we have. We're grateful for the glory that we've been filled with of your presence. And, Lord, for the ability, the authority, the position that we have in Messiah to make declaration over the land. And, Father, we declare the state that we live in free, liberated by your Spirit, flooded and saturated with your glory, covered in the blood of your Son, and released from the captivity and captivities that man and the enemy have had agenda to infiltrate and overthrow. Lord, we thank you that the argument of darkness is cast down tonight. Father, we thank you for the nation that we reside in and that we have citizenship in, that the nation is set free, even by our declaration, according to your word, that whatever we bind is bound and whatever we loose is loosed. We thank you that our leaders, from president to governor, from governor to mayor, from mayor to superintendent, supervisor of the county, district, and the others, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government for the U.S., parliament, monarchy, and other structures for other nations, Lord, we declare the freedom of your kingdom loosed across the face of the earth tonight. Lord, we acknowledge and we would remind you even of what you said, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we put you in remembrance of your word tonight. You said if we would call upon your name, we would be saved. We stand in proxy tonight for the nations of the earth, for the nations, the tribes, and the tongues, for the people groups. We stand in proxy, Father God, for a redemptive work that would bring the lost to salvation, the captive into freedom, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak, the dead to be raised, Lord God. We loose the same operation, the same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead, we release across the face of the earth. Lord, we cast the arguments down, the high things that have tried to exalt themselves against the knowledge of you by coming against that liberty and freedom that Messiah purchased. And Lord, we take those thoughts, the very ideas that Kimberly shared in prayer and that Scotty had talked about in regard to the educational systems, the the sycophants and the others that have taken the system and manipulated it with intent and agenda to ruin the people and bring them into servitude, to darkness and to mind control. Father, we bring those thoughts, those arguments into captivity tonight to the obedience of Christ Jesus. We exercise the weaponry of our warfare, which is not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. And Father, as we would plead the blood over the nations, the people, the tribes, and the tongues, that we would even be released from the cultural manipulations that we may have been a part of, even as we call upon the name of Messiah, our citizenship is in heaven and not on the earth. Lord, we look to you, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who started a good work in each of us, that you be faithful to complete it, that it wouldn't just be about our asking you to do something, but Lord, we would take our position, our sovereignty and our authority, and we would exercise it for the release of the captivities, the mindsets and the structures that have been intent upon the takeover and the rule, the manipulation and domination of mankind, that mankind would be set free tonight. Holy Spirit, that you'd go forth in power, overthrowing groups like Antifa, addressing people and structures who have held sway for generations and family lines. Lord God, names that have been put out for secret society, like the Illuminati or the Bilderbergers, like the Rothschild, Lord God, and the other associations and affiliations, the societies that have been intent for a one-world order, a structure that would be for the manipulation of the entirety with a small group holding control financially, holding control in power. Lord, we speak they're disbanded tonight, that they're brought to ruin, and their strategies would be turned back on them. And they would, Lord, have a moment to be able to repent and to come out into truth, to accept your life and to be set free. Or, Lord, your judgment would be poured out, even as your word says, you exalt one and bring down another, that you would remove these from the stolen positions, the manipulated positions, that their strategies would be absolutely dismantled, their structures completely exposed. And in such a way, even as President says, POTUS says, we're going to drain the swamp completely, that they would be so ruined that their operations couldn't be restructured, manipulated, and set up in a different manner to still execute what they would intend, but that the anointing would destroy the yoke, the foundation of their structures, never to be able to return to it. So we bless you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the reestablishing of the rule of law, for the intervention of your truth, that as people would come to know it, they'd be set free. And we thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, that you're in control. This isn't something that's caught you by surprise. We're not trying to effectuate really a result, but acknowledging what you've already accomplished, the victory that you've already purchased on the cross. And Lord, implementing the power of your resurrection into every situation governmentally and whatever structures of leadership established or exist on the earth, that your will would be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for it and commit these things into your care. We're grateful for what we're about to see unfold, asking for strength, wisdom, covering, your intervention to keep us. You didn't tell us it was going to be easy. You said that there would be tribulation and testing in the earth, but that we were to be of good cheer because you've overcome the world. And so we thank you for keeping us in the process and commit these things to you in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Joseph, and thank you, Kimberly, and we are so blessed to have such quality people that lead our prayers, and also in the manner in which you're raising your children, and it's no surprise that leaders such as Kimberly and Pastor Joseph, how you've raised your kids to be independent and thinking with God and right and wrong in mind. It's amazing, and there is a lot of hope that we do have, our future is bright, that we do have enough children and enough patriot kids out there that will do the right thing, will hold on to what is left for them, as I think we have probably let our kids down in a lot of ways. I mean, I don't want to get too deep into that subject, but there's no question, probably all of us on this call, we look back, we probably could have done more when we came awake, we took the red pill, and we saw what was going on in this world The key, though, going forward, without looking backward, is getting involved in our cities, our states, our counties. And I think that is the subject for future prayer calls. So, Kimberly or Joseph, anything further to add? We'll close with our gratitude prayer, unless you have something to add.
I just want to encourage people to love. Love. Just love.
Amen to that.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, Jesus said that perfect love casts out all fear, number one, and love covers a multitude of sin. So no matter what is going on, our response needs to be love. No matter if we agree or we don't, the bottom line is our response needs to be love. So, you know, I know that some of our listeners and some of our prayer warriors live in some hot cities at this point, and I just want to encourage you to love. Stand in and flow. Let the love of the Lord flow through you. Even if you don't have enough love, ask God to fill you up and pour you out.
That's a great advice, Kimberly. I don't know if there's anything better we can do than to love and to be loved. You know, I think they go together.
Yeah.
Without receiving love, it's hard to give love. So it's a two-way street. I know it is in our house. In my family, growing up, it was always an accentuation to love and to be loved. And I think that even goes for our enemies, as hard as it is.
Absolutely.
Hating on them certainly doesn't get us anywhere. So, well, thank you for those simple words, but very great advice. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, we give thanks to you because you are good and your faithful love endures forever. Thank you that you do not forget your people, but hear their cry and save them from the evildoers that brought us these riots and this violence in our streets. Thank you that you will allow peaceful protests to prevail. Even if we don't agree with the purpose of the protest, we thank you for our Constitution that gives us all the right to assemble peacefully and protest, to speak our minds and to be heard. Thank you that nothing is impossible for your mighty hand. Thank you that you show compassion and mercy to your children and helping good men bring an end, bring a complete end to the chaos and riots in our streets. Despite this chaos and the rioting, our blessings are many and our heart is filled with gratefulness for the gift of living, for the ability to love and to be loved, the opportunity to take the time to see the everyday wonders, the great patriots fighting for our sovereignty and our freedom. Lord, nobody can take away the wonder of creation, including our liberty, not the globalists, not the evil political forces, not the pandemic, not the forces of money and evil that support the riots in our streets. Lord, we gather here tonight to pray, excited and grateful that our amazing president is here to serve all Americans through the work of the president, the great men that surround him. We pray you teach us to offer you a heart of thanksgiving and praise in all of our daily experiences of life. Teach us to be joyful always, to pray continually and give thanks in all of our circumstances. We accept them as your will for our lives, and we long to bring gratitude to you each day. We're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly, Pastor Joseph. We're grateful for Betty and Diane and Christine and Ingrid and for Daniel as well. Lord, we're grateful for the 27 prayer warriors that joined us tonight on this call, their support and their continued prayer with us. It's why we come each Sunday and Thursday, Lord, and we're grateful you let our roots grow down into you and let our lives be built around you on these prayer calls. Our faith will grow strong in the truth and will overflow with thankfulness. Thankfulness for our president, for his agenda, for our ultimate sovereignty that binds us in our ability to come together in prayer tonight. We We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. When we live in the power of God, we get stronger and all of our fears disappear. Lord, we're so grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved one in our lives and the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported by our family and friends. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll be back Thursday night. Hang up the phone, give someone a great big hug, and have a great Sunday night. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.